Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So here we are on September 30th. We are here in Sri Govinda Kunj for our monthly Chaitanya Charitamrita class that we have started. What year did we start? 2005 we started. All right? We are studying the Antyalila, the inconceivable behavior of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we're picking up on text number 78. Antyalila, chapter 19, text number 78. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. All right? So are we ready, everybody? Text number 78 of the Antyalila, the inconceivable behavior of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One full moon night in the month of Vaishakha, April, May, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to a garden. The Lord, along with his devotees, entered one of the nicest gardens called Jagannath Vallabh. In the garden were fully blossomed trees and creepers, exactly like those in Vrindavan. Bumblebees and birds, like the Shuka, Shari, and Pika, talked with one another. A mild breeze was blowing, carrying the fragrance of aromatic flowers. The breeze had become a guru and was teaching all the trees and creepers how to dance. Brightly illuminated by the full moon, the trees and creepers glittered in the light. The six seasons, especially spring, seemed present there. Seeing the garden, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was very happy. In this atmosphere, the Lord had his associates sing the verse from the Gita Govinda, beginning with the words, Lalita Lavanga Lata, as he danced and wandered about with them. As he thus wandered around every tree and creeper, he came beneath an Ashoka tree and suddenly saw Lord Krishna. When he saw Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began running very swiftly, but Krishna smiled and disappeared. Having gotten Krishna and then lost him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell to the ground unconscious. The entire garden was filled with the scent of Lord Sri Krishna's transcendental body. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smelled it, he fell unconscious at once. But the scent of Krishna's body incessantly entered his nostrils, and the Lord became mad to relish it. Srimati Radharani once spoke a verse to her gopi friends describing how she hankers for the transcendental scent of Krishna's body. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited that same verse and made its meaning clear. Let's look at the Sanskrit. Let's do it together. Kuranga Madajidvapu Parimalorma Krishtangana Svakanga Nalinashtake Shashiyutab Jaganda Prata Madain Duravara Chandana Guru Sugandhi Chacharchitaha Same Madana Mohana Saki Trinoti Nasa Spriham. So you all see that word, Madana Mohana? Very nice. All right. Let's look a look at the translation. The scent of Krishna's transcendental body surpasses the aroma of musk and attracts the minds of all women. The eight lotus-like parts of his body distribute the fragrance of lotuses mixed with that of camphor. His body is anointed with aromatic substances like musk, camphor, sandalwood, and aguru. Oh, my dear friend, that personality of Godhead, also known as the enchanter of Cupid, what's that name? Very good. Always increases the desire of my nostrils. This verse is found in the Govinda Lilamrita. The eight lotus-like, well, he has lotus-like hands, lotus-like feet, navel, face. So how many is that? 2, 4, 5, 6. Ah. Yeah, lotus-like eyes. We got it. Are we good? Very good, Janavi. You caused us to think about Krishna. This is good. But why, you girls, I got to turn my head like this? No, but they want the wall. No, it's too narrow. Let them, it's okay. No, no, it's okay. Be happy. All right, let's go now to text number 92. I need the exercise anyway. All right. The scent of Krishna's body surpasses the fragrances of musk and the bluish lotus flower. Spreading throughout the 14 worlds, it attracts everyone and makes the eyes of all women blind. My dear friend, the scent of Krishna's body enchants the entire world. It especially enters the nostrils of women and remains seated there. Thus it captures them and forcibly brings them to Krishna. Yes. Thank you. Very good. So here it is, confirmed. Krishna's eyes, navel, face, hands, and feet are like eight lotus flowers on his body. Very good. It's confirmed. We passed the examination. From those eight lotuses emanates a fragrance like a mixture of camphor and lotus. That is the scent associated with his body. When sandalwood pulp is mixed with aguru, kumkum, musk, and camphor and spread on Krishna's body, it combines with Krishna's own original bodily perfume and seems to cover it. Purport. In another version, the last line of this verse reads, Kama Devera Mana Kaila Churi. This means the scent of all these substances mixes with the previous scent of Krishna's body and steals away the mind of Cupid. The scent of Krishna's transcendental body is so attractive that it enchants the bodies and minds of all women. It bewilders their nostrils, loosens their belts and hair, and makes them mad women. All the women of the world come under its influence, and therefore the scent of Krishna's body is like a plunderer. Falling completely under its influence, the nostrils yearn for it continuously, although sometimes they obtain it and sometimes not. When they do drink their full, though they still want more and more, but if they don't, out of thirst, they die. The dramatic actor, Madan Mohan, everyone say, has opened a shop of scents that attract the women of the world to be his customers. He delivers the scents freely, but they make the women all so blind they cannot find the path returning home. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mind thus stolen by the scent of Krishna's body, ran here and there like a bumblebee. He ran to the trees and plants, hoping that Lord Krishna would appear, but instead, he found only that scent. Rupal, what does this remind you of? Something that took place in the Bhagavatam. Good. That's good. And Jai Krishna Das? Yes. Yes. All the gopis, when Krishna disappeared, were talking to the animals, they were talking to the trees, talking to everything. They would become mad women, asking them, have you seen Krishna? So good. Both answers are correct. As I'm reading this, my preaching point, here we see why these books that we study are the postgraduate study of the science of God. Where else is there going to be such an exact description of what God smells like? Where are they going to? I want to challenge anybody. Pope, show me. What does God smell like? Either they don't believe that God's a person, so he has no smell. But if they do believe in God as a person, where is their description? That's what's so great about this. We have exact description of what God looks like. Haribo. Text number 100. Both Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy sang to the Lord, who danced and enjoyed happiness until the morning arrived. Then the Lord's two associates devised a plan to bring him to external consciousness. Thus I, Krishna Das, the servant of Srila Rupa Goswami, have sung of four divisions of the Lord's pastimes in this chapter. Number one, the Lord's devotion to his mother, his words of madness, his rubbing his face against the walls at night, and his dancing at the appearance of Lord Krishna's fragrance. Purport. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that he has been able to describe these four pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the blessings of Srila Rupa Goswami. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was not actually a direct disciple of Srila Rupa Goswami, but he followed the instructions given by Srila Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He therefore acted according to the directions of Rupa Goswami and prayed in every chapter for his mercy. So I will ask my esteemed colleagues, based on this, can people in the future, yourselves included, can you pray to Srila Prabhupada for his mercy? Most definitely. Here we are getting a authorized acharya, Krishnadas Kaviraj. As it says right here, he was not a direct disciple, but he followed the instructions. So in ISKCON we do exactly that. You may have a particular initiating spiritual master, disciple of Prabhupada, and in the future, as time goes on, disciples of Bhakti Charu and Jai Pataka, and they will also. But in ISKCON, Everybody follows the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. When you answered the questions for first initiation, you all answered those 13 questions. One of those questions was, what is the unique position of Srila Prabhupada? And this is one of them, that ISKCON will exist as long as whatever Prabhupada wrote, whatever Prabhupada spoke, whatever practical examples he gave, ISKCON uses that as the foundation. There is a section in the Adi Lila regarding the sons of Advaita Acharya. One or more of his sons deviated from Lord Chaitanya. And therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj says, asar, useless. Whereas Achyutananda and the others, they strictly followed. So they remained nourished by the Chaitanya tree. And what does your spiritual master say every time? Stay in ISKCON. Meaning, stay, huh? Yes. Well, first day. But the idea is, don't leave Prabhupada. Because you will hear Bhakti Chu Maharaj will say, and Prabhupada said, ISKCON is his body. ISKCON is Prabhupada's body. So we stay connected to Srila Prabhupada through our particular spiritual master or Shiksha Guru like that. As long as we do that, we're good to go. Everyone chant the Maha Mantra. Text number, yes, Dwarkadisha Dasa. That seems to be how ISKCON is doing. Yes. As I said, seems to be what ISKCON is doing. He's not writing any books. He has his songs. My books are my songs. I have put all my instructions in my songs. Like learned labor of love. All right. Shall we continue? Yes, Govinda. Govinda and my sweet Lord. Jai Krishna Das, we shall continue. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus returned to external consciousness. He then bathed and went to see Lord Jagannath. The pastimes of Lord Krishna are uncommonly full of transcendental potency. It is a characteristic of such pastimes that they do not fall within the jurisdiction of experimental logic and arguments. This is a big point that Krishnadas Kaviraj is making. This is a point where if you're too attached to science and too attached to the material world, you're not going to fully appreciate Krishna's pastimes because they don't make sense. A 7-year-old boy holds up a hill. Huh? We read how Lord Kurma was 800 million miles big. So somebody who's too attached to the material world says, these are... No, it didn't really happen. No. Prabhupada taught us, we take it exactly as it is. If it says it was 800 million miles, it was eight. We don't speculate. That's very dangerous to speculate. Because as soon as you start speculating, not long before you're way off on the deep end, we take it as it is. Very important point. Yes. Yes, in the fifth canto. Jai. Very good. That's very good. Yes. Because that's what happened when it was 1975, 76, when the fifth canto became published in ISKCON. Lots of devotees got bewildered. They couldn't accept it. Some of them left altogether. I'm fortunate. I'm stupid. I am like Forrest Gump. Prabhupada says, you know, this, I accept it. And this is a good point. What do I know? I don't know nothing, but I do know that whatever Prabhupada is saying, I accept. Prabhupada said, Krishna is God. I saw Prabhupada. Good enough for me. All right. Hare Krishna. All right. So this point, we accept what the Shastras say, especially in Krishna Leela. We just have to accept it. Then we'll get the real benefit, the real taste. When transcendental love of Krishna awakens in someone's heart, even a learned scholar cannot comprehend his activities. Let's check. This is a nice verse. Let's chant this verse together. Text number 105. Danyasyayam nava prema yasyon milati chetasi antarvani vir apyasya mudra sustu sudurgama. The activities and symptoms of that exalted personality in whose heart love of Godhead has awakened cannot be understood even by the most learned scholar. And that's taken from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are undoubtedly uncommon, especially his talking like a madman. Therefore, one who hears of these pastimes should not put forward mundane arguments. He should simply hear the pastimes with full faith. So Krishnadas Kaviraj, he's our Shiksha Guru. We're reading his Chaitanya Charitamrita. He's giving us an instruction. We should accept it. All right, text number 107. The evidence of the truth of these talks is found in Srimad Bhagavatam. There in the section of the 10th canto, known as Brahmarat Gita, the song of the bumblebee, Srimati Radharani speaks insanely in ecstatic love for Krishna. So, Rupa, you even mentioned this when answering your question. Very good. Purport. When Uddhava arrived from Mathura carrying a message for the gopis began talking about Krishna and crying. Then Srimati Radharani saw a bumblebee and began speaking to it like someone mad, thinking that the bee was a messenger of Uddhava's or was someone very dear to him and Krishna. The verses are as follows. Shall we do the Sanskrit?
Sure.
Let's all do it together. Madhupa kitava bandhu ma sprishangrim sapatnya. Kucha vilulita mala kunkuma smashrubirna vahatu madhupatistan maninyam prasadam yadu sadasi vidambyam yasya dutas tvam idrik. My dear bumblebee, you are a very cunning friend of Uddhava and Krishna. You are very expert in touching people's feet. But I am not going to be misled by this. You appear to have sat on the breasts of one of Krishna's friends, for I see that you have kumkum dust on your mustache. Krishna is now engaged in flattering all his young girlfriends in Mathura. Therefore, now that he can be called a friend of the residents of Mathura, he does not need the help of the residents of Vrindavan. He has no reason to satisfy us gopis. Since you are the messenger of such a person as he, what is the use of your presence here? Certainly, Krishna would be ashamed of your presence in this assembly. How has Krishna offended the gopis so that they want to reject him from their minds? The answer is given as follows. Together, Sakrit Adarasudam Swam Mohinim Payityapa Sumanasa Iva Sadyastatya Jaisman Bhavadrik Paricharati Katam Tat Pada Padmam Tu Padma Hyapi Bhatta Hrita Cheta Uttama Shloka Jaupai. Krishna no longer gives us the enchanting nectar of his lips. Instead, he now gives that nectar to the women of Mathura. Krishna directly attracts our minds, yet he resembles a bumblebee like you because he gives up the association of a beautiful flower and goes to a flower that is inferior. So Rupa, who's the flower? What's that corresponding to? Yeah, other women, not the gopis.
Don't say the beautiful flower is the gopis of Vrindavan.
Yes, but he leaves them. The bee, right? The bee goes to different flowers.
Yeah.
So he leaves one flower, or one girl goes to another. All right, good. He goes to a flower that is inferior. So the inferior flower would be the women, Mathura.
Yeah.
All right. That is the way Krishna has treated us. I do not know why the goddess of fortune continues to serve his lotus feet instead of leaving them aside. Apparently, she believes in Krishna's false words. We gopis, however, are not unintelligent like Lakshmi. So, some Hindus would call this blasphemy. But is it blasphemy? Why? Why is it not blasphemy? I see two reasons why it is not blasphemy. Very good. Lakshmi is the... So, she's allowed to criticize herself. Right? She's allowed to criticize herself. What would be another reason?
And she couldn't enter the Rasa dance, right?
Yeah, she couldn't enter the Rasa dance. Why else is this not blasphemy? You got to think. Why would this... Your first answer, perfect. Why else? Okay, the other reason why this is not blasphemy is because the intention is not blasphemous. These statements are made out of intense mahabhav. So on that platform, you can't just take things superficially. Actually, this is actually a great sign of ecstatic love for Krishna. Just like, who else did the gopis criticize?
Brahma.
Rupa, Lord Brahma. Now, normally that would be considered an offense. You don't criticize but the gopis are in such a state of ecstasy, it's not possible for them to commit an offense. No, their motives and their consciousness is so elevated and pure, and again, they're in transcendental ecstasy. So they're beyond the realm of curses and blasphemy. Their hearts are completely pure. All right, let's continue. After hearing the bumblebee's sweet songs and recognizing that the bee was singing about Krishna for her satisfaction, the gopi replied, Kim iha bahushad angre gayasi twang yadunam adipatim agriyanam agrato na puranam vijaya sakha sakinam giyatam tat prasanga kshapita kucha rajas tu te kalpyayana tishtam ishta. Dear Bumblebee, Lord Krishna has no residence here, but we know him as Yadupati, the king of the Yadu dynasty. We know him very well, and therefore we are not interested in hearing any more songs about him. It would be better for you to sing to those who are now very dear to Krishna. These women of Mathura have now achieved the opportunity of being embraced by him. They are his beloveds now, and therefore he has relieved the burning in their hearts. If you go there and sing your songs to those fortunate women, they will be very pleased and they will honor you. Let's do it together. Divi bhuvi cha rasayam ka striyasta dorapa kapata ruchira hasa bru vidrimbhasya ya su charana raja upaste yasya bhutir vayam ka apicha kripana pakshe hi uttama shloka shabda. So that's twice now uttama shloka has appeared. O collector of honey, Krishna must be very sorry not to see us gopis. Surely he is afflicted by memories of our pastimes. Therefore he has sent you as a messenger to satisfy us. Do not speak to us. All the women in the three worlds where death is inevitable, the heavenly, middle, and lower planets, are very easily available to Krishna because his curved eyebrows are so attractive. And one time, many years ago, Dwarkadish, you said something, how now that, although we are householders, now that we are becoming Krishna conscious, you quoted a verse in the third canto, Lord Kapila, how we have to look at the curved eyebrows of Krishna, so that we become free from material attraction. I remember that very well. It might even have been in this house when you mentioned it, but I'll never forget. It was a long time ago. Exactly. Yes. Yes, but there is the specific statement by Lord Kapila that by looking at the curved eyebrows of the deity, it charms the sex god. That was the point. But yes, we meditate on Krishna's lotus feet. Yes. 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 Very good. All right, let's continue. Moreover, he is always served very faithfully by the goddess of fortune. Rupa, what name of Krishna means that he is the husband of the goddess of fortune? Everyone say, Madha. Very good. In comparison with her, we are most insignificant. Indeed, we are nothing. Yet although he is very cunning, Krishna is also very charitable. You may inform him that he is praised for his kindness to unfortunate persons and that he is therefore known as Uttama Shloka. Everyone say, one who's praised by chosen words and verses. So this prayer, gopis, or is it Radharani, very, very intelligent. Notice how they say, oh, compared to the goddess of fortune, we are very insignificant. Materially, you could say yes, because they're simple cowherd girls, even though they are much more exalted. very, very clever. And they're saying, oh, but Krishna is very charitable, so we are so unfortunate. Krishna should benedict us. Very nice prayer. Let's go on. Together, Visrija Shirasi Padam Vedmi Aham Chatu Karar Anunaya Vidushaste Vyetya Dyautyar Mukundat Swakrita Iha Visrishta Patya Patyanya Loka Vyasrijad Akrita Cheta Kimnu Sandyayam Asmin. Anybody see a name of Krishna in there? In that verse? There's a name that sticks out. Ah, who said that? Who said that? Very good. Mukunda. Who knows the two meanings of the word Mukunda? There are two meanings. One who gives liberation. Now there's an esoteric, nice meaning of Mukunda. Anybody know? All right. Krishna, his face is smiling. And there is a flower in Vrindavan that always looks smiling. It's called the Kunda flower. So that Kunda flower is compared to Krishna's face, Muk, right? Muk means face. So another meaning of Mukunda, Krishna has a face smiling like the Kunda flower. You will see this definition in the 10th canto. Prabhupada gives that definition. All right, let's now look at the translation. You are buzzing at my feet just to be forgiven for your past offenses. Kindly go away from my feet. I know that Mukunda has taught you to speak very sweet, flattering words like this and act as his messenger. They are certainly clever tricks, my dear bumblebee. But I can understand them. This is Krishna's offense. Do not tell Krishna what I have said, although I know that you are very envious. Do not. We gopis have given up our husbands, our sons, and all the religious principles that promise better births. And now we have no business other than serving Krishna. Yet Krishna, by controlling his mind, has easily forgotten us. Therefore, don't speak of him anymore. Let us forget our relationship. So notice Radharani saying, we have given up our husbands, our sons, and all religious principles that promise better births just to be with Krishna. So the price that you have to pay to get Krishna. The price. It's not cheap. Prabhupada says, Krishna, actually it was in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna says that if I make myself cheap, no good. Krishna makes it really worth, you have to really surrender. Because you're in the position that you're going to capture Krishna. And he's going to be controlled by you. So he's not going to let anybody. You have to be fully, fully, fully surrendered. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Always remember, never forget. Let's do the next verse together. Mrigayur Iva Kapindram Vivyadhe Lubdh Dharma Sriyam akrita virupam stri jita kamayanam balim api balim atva vishtyayad dvangsha vadyas tad alam asita sakyar dustyajas tat kartartaha. This is called Major League Sanskrit. These are not like easy Bhagavad Gita verses. These are spoken by Radharani. So these are very special verses. When we remember the past births of Krishna, my dear bumblebee, we are very much afraid of him. In his incarnation as Lord Ramachandra, he acted just like a hunter and unjustly killed his friend Vali. Vali was... Yes. They were at a war, right? They were enemies. So answer this question. Ramchandra is supposed to be pukka, pukka, pukka. Why did he act like this? Why did Ramachandra, who's supposed to be the ideal king, the ideal human being, why he acted like a... And it's right around, he says, unjustly killed his friend Vali. What's the reason? I know you know. What's the reason? You guys know Ramayana better than me. But I want to know why Krishna did. Yes, but there's another reason. I once heard... Jara. I can't remember. When I was in New Jersey earlier, there's a devotee there, and he knows Ramayana so well. There was something to do with Vali, something that this was the only way you could kill him. Something like he had a benediction. I can't remember exactly. I thought for sure you guys would know. Because you know Ramayana since you were born.
Yeah, that's true. You know, there are so many stories in Ramayana and so many things, you know. We are out of touch of Ramayana for so long.
All right. Very good. He acted... Yes. He acted just like a hunter and unjustly killed his friend Vali. Lusty Shurpanaka came to satisfy Ramachandra's desires... But he was so attached to Sita Devi that he cut off Shurpanaka's nose. Now, let's find the fault here. So, Radharani here, criticizing herself, because she's Sita Devi, yes? So, he was so attached to Sita Devi, Ramachandra shouldn't be attached to Sita Devi? Yes or no?
He should be
attacked. Yes. Because he made that vow, Eka Patni Vrata. Right? So he had to be.
He was still detached.
Still?
Still detached. He gave up his life. Just, you know, somebody said something.
Yes.
And he said, okay, it's because you now
leave. Yes. Laxman, Ram. Hey, I'm not going to. Radharani says Ram did it. You're going to argue with Radharani? She's on your altar. Be careful, man. You're not going to defeat Radharani in an argument, okay?
But then, the other scriptures are wrong?
No. I'll explain like this. Laxman can't do anything without the sanction of Ram. So ultimately, it's Ram who's doing it. In that sense. You understand? In other words, yes, Laxman did it, but the real culprit is Ram.
Because, you know, Shurpanaka wanted to get married to Ram.
Yes. And then she was going to attack and kill Sita.
Sita, right.
Yes. All right. Yes. Can we continue?
Yeah.
All right. Yes. Yes. Yes, he tried to pass her off to Laxman. But Laxman said, no, I'm just Ram's servant. You don't want me. All right. In his incarnation as Vamanadev, he plundered Bali Maharaj and took all his possessions, cheating him on the pretext of accepting worship from him. Vamanadev caught Bali Maharaj exactly as one catches a crow. My dear Bumblebee, it is not very good to make friends with such a person. I know that once one begins to talk about Krishna, it is very difficult to stop. And I admit that I have insufficient strength to give up talking about him. So this shows you, and this is what I was saying, you can't take the statements just at face value. Even though she's criticizing, she can't stop talking about him. And her attachment and her love is so great. It's a whole different thing. Just like, I'll give you a mundane example. Husband and wife, after so many years, their relationship becomes so special that sometimes they chastise each other. Sometimes they call each other names. And to an outsider, it's like, woo. But between them, it's love. Yes. Like, even me and my wife. Hey, stupid. Hey, fool. Now, normally, oh, but we understand if she calls me stupid or I call her fool, we know it's out of great love. It's a whole, you can't take things out of the context. You have to, unless you know, that's why Prabhupada said, never get in between an argument of husband and wife. Out of love. No, because you come from aristocratic family. We are Sudras. We come from Sudras. Sudras talk like that. Aristocratic people don't talk like that, but Sudras do. All right. Yeah. All right. What did Prabhupada call me? Thank you, Rupal. Yeah, of course. Of course. All right, let's do the next verse. Yad anucharita lila karna piyusha viprut sakrid adana vidhuta dvandva dharma vinashta sapadi griha kutumbam dinam utsrijya dina bahava iha vihanga bhikshu charyam charanti. Topics about Krishna are so powerful that they destroy the four religious principles. Religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. Anyone who drinks even a small drop of Krishna Katha through oral reception is freed from all material attachment and envy. Like a bird with no means of subsistence, such a person becomes a mendicant and lives by begging. This is why a lot of people don't want to become devotees. They're afraid. They're afraid. Ordinary household affairs become miserable for him, and without attachment, he suddenly gives up everything. Although such renunciation is quite suitable, because I am a woman, I am unable to adopt it. Next verse. Vayam ritam iva jimma vyartam shraddhana kulika rutam ivangya krishna vadvo hiranya dadrishur asakrit etat nakasparsha tivra smara ruja uparamantrin vyanatyam anya varta. O my dear messenger, I am just like a foolish bird that hears the sweet songs of a hunter, believes in them due to simplicity, and is then pierced in the heart and made to suffer all kinds of miseries. Because we believed in Krishna's words, we have suffered great pain. Indeed, the touch of Krishna's nails has injured our faces. He has caused us so much pain. Therefore, you should give up topics concerning him and talk about something else. So, Krishna, like when Akrura was taking Krishna and Balaram, what did Krishna tell all the residents of Vrindavan at that time when they were blocking right? They didn't want Krishna to go. How did Krishna cheat them? What did Krishna say? Yes, I just have to kill a few demons. I'm coming back. But what happened? He didn't come back. When he finally came back, we read that a while ago when we did a class in the other room. When he finally came back, they all went back to Godhead. He finished up and he took them back. Balaram came back, right? Did things with his gopis, right? All right, let's continue. After hearing all these statements from Srimati Radhika, the bumblebee left and then returned. After some thought, the gopi said, so who is that gopi? Yes, that is Radharani. Let's do it. Priyasaka punar aga prayasa preshita kim varaya kim anurundhe mananiyo si mega nayasi katam ihasman dustyajya dvanva parshvam satatam urasi saumyashir vadu sakam aste. You are Krishna's very dear friend, and by his order you have come here again. Therefore you are worshipable for me. O best of messengers, tell me now, what is your request? What do you want? Krishna cannot give up conjugal love, and therefore I understand that you have come here to take us to him. But how will you do that? We know that many goddesses of fortune now reside at Krishna's chest, and they constantly serve Krishna better than we can. So, her mood now is a little different. Previous mood was chastising, anger. Now it's humility, surrender, submissive. All the emotions are there in the conjugal relationship with Krishna. The full range of emotions. Praising the bumblebee for its sobriety. So what does sobriety mean, girls? Yes, sober. Not intoxicated. Down to earth. Calm. Peaceful. All right. Yes. That's right. Yes. So, she began to speak in great jubilation. Apibata madhupur yam aryaputro dunaste smarati sapitri gehan saumya banhungs chagopan kvachit api sakatana kinkarinam grinite bujam aguru sugandam murdyan yasyat kadanu. Krishna is now living like a gentleman at the Gurukula in Mathura, forgetting all the gopis of Vrindavan. But does he not remember the sweet house of his father, Nanda Maharaj? We are all naturally his maidservants. Does he not remember us? Does he ever speak about us? Or has he forgotten us completely? Will he ever forgive us and once again touch us with those hands fragrant with the scent of a guru? So, let's see now what we remember from our Krishna book and Bhagavatam readings. So I want you now to think. After this conversation with the bumblebee, Uddhava, what did he do? He did something. What did Uddhava have with him? He had a letter from Krishna. And he didn't show them the letter. He read it to them. And I believe there is a reason why. Because it appears that when Krishna wrote the letter, he was a little emotional. So Uddhava read the letter. And how long did Uddhava stay with the gopis at this time? 2 months. What was Uddhava's realization after the 2 months. Gopis are the greatest servants. Yes. Wants to take birth as a creeper or a bush right outside of Vrindavan. For what purpose? So that when the gopis walk, he gets the dust of their lotus feet on his head. Very nice. Same, very similar to Lord Brahma. Brahma said a similar thing after the stealing of the boys and calves. And after Brahma offered his prayers, he said a very similar thing. He was remarking how advanced the residents of Vrindavan were. And Brahma also said, Krishna, I don't know how you're going to repay these residents of Vrindavan. You've already given yourself to Putana. How are you going to repay these residents of Vrindavan? All right. Do you want to continue or end here?
We can finish this chapter.
Okay, as you like. Everyone chant the Maha Mantra. One more time. Jai Ho. All right. Yes, Prabhu. Then we can pick up from here. All right, so we're going to continue. All right, so we're going to continue.
Yeah.
All right.
Then let's do the whole Sanskrit also.
Yes, because these are special. All right, text number 108. Ooh, how auspicious. Text number 108. That's what I'm going to read. Yes. The songs of the queens at Dwaraka, which are mentioned at the end of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, have a very special meaning. They are not understood even by the most learned scholars. These songs of Srimad Bhagavatam are verses 15 through 24 of the 90th chapter of the 10th canto. So we want Sanskrit or not? All right. Kurari vilapasitvam vita nidra na sheshe. Swapiti jagati ratriam ishvaro gupta bodha. Vayam iva saki kachit gada nirbina cheta. Nalina nayana hasoldara li lekshitena. All the queens incessantly thought of Krishna. After their pastimes in the water, the queen said, our dear friend, the osprey, Krishna is now asleep, but we stay awake at night because of him. You laugh at us when you see us awake at night. But why are you not sleeping? You seem absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. Have you also been pierced by Krishna's smile? His smile is very sweet. One who is pierced by such an arrow is very fortunate. It's a kind of bird. Exactly, I don't know. Netre nimilayasi naktam adrishta bandhus. Twang roravashi karunam bata chakravaki. Dasyam gata vayam ivachutta pada justam. Kim vas rijam sprihayase kavarena vodhum. O chakravaki, you keep your eyes wide open at night because you cannot see your friend. Indeed, you are suffering very much. Is it because of compassion that you are crying? Or are you trying to capture Krishna by remembering him? Having been touched by the lotus feet of Krishna, all the queens are very happy. Are you crying to wear Krishna's garland on your head? Please answer these questions clearly, O Chakrabaki, so that we can understand. Bobo sada nishtanase udanvan alabda nidro digata prajagara kimba mukunda paratma lanchana praptam dasham tvam cha gato duratyayam. O ocean, you have no opportunity to sleep quietly at night. Why is that? What does the ocean do? Yeah, the waves, the ocean never stops. Instead, you are always awake and crying. You have received this benediction and your heart is broken just like ours. Mukunda's business with us is simply to smear our marks of kumkum. O ocean, you suffer as much as we. So I just got a note. Osprey is a large hawk that feeds on fish. Very nice. Thank you, my producer. Let's continue. Twam yakshamana balavatasi grihita indo. Kshinas tamonu naja dhitibi kshinoshi. Kachin mukunda gaditani yata vayantvang. Vismritya bo stagita gir upalakshyasena. O moon, you appear to be suffering from a very severe fever, perhaps tuberculosis. Indeed, your effulgence does not have the strength to destroy the darkness. Have you become mad after hearing the songs of Krishna? Is that why you are silent? Seeing you are suffering, we feel that you are one of us. King Vacharitam Asmabir Malayanilate Priyam Govinda Panga Nirbine Hri Dirayasi Nasmaran. So this is an easy one. O Malayan breeze, kindly tell us what wrong we have done to you. Why do you fan the flames of desire in our hearts? We have been pierced by the arrow of Govinda's glance. Everyone say.
Govinda.
And what is the name of this temple?
Govinda
Kunj. For he is perfect in the art of awakening the influence of Cupid. All right, next one. Mega Sri Mangstvam Asidaito Yadavendrasya Nunam. Shri Vatsankam Vayam Iva Bhavan Jayati Prema Baddha At Yutkanta Shavala Hridayosmad Vido Bashpadara Smritva Smritva Visridjasi Muhur Dukha Dastat Prasanga. Dear cloud, O friend of Krishna's, why is the cloud Krishna's friend? Yes, they have the same color. Yes, Ghanasham, very nice. Are you thinking of Sri Vatsa symbol on Krishna's chest, like us queens engaged in loving affairs with him? You are absorbed in meditation, remembering the association of Krishna, and thus you shed tears of misery. Priyarava padani bashase, mritsa sanjiva kayanaya gira. Karavani kim adyate priyam vadame valgita kanta kokila. Dear cuckoo, you possess a very sweet voice and you are very expert in imitating others. You could excite even a dead body with your voice. Therefore, tell the queens that good behavior is their proper duty. Nachalyasina vadasyudara buddhe. Shiti dara chintayase mahantam artham api bata vasudeva nandangri vayam eva kamayase stanayar birhartum. You know, Dwarkadish, whenever I come across the word Vasudev and Vasudev, I immediately think of you. I think of you and I think of Shroff program, which is really good. I get double blessings. I think of devotees, I think of Krishna, and it keeps me. Trinadapi sunichena tarariva sayashnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. O magnanimous mountain, you are very grave and sober, absorbed in thoughts of doing something very great. Like us, you have vowed to keep within your heart the lotus feet of Krishna, the son of Vasudev, who is known as Vasudev. All right, very good. Everyone chant the Maha Mantra quickly. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Shushyadradha Karashita Bhata Sindhu Patnya Sampratyapasta Kamalashriya Ishta Bhartu Yadvadvayam Madhupate Pranayavalokam Aprapya Mushta Hridaya Puru Karshitasma. O rivers, wives of the ocean, we see that the ocean does not give you happiness. Thus you have almost dried up, and you no longer bear beautiful lotuses. The lotuses have become skinny, and even in the sunshine they are devoid of all pleasure. Similarly, the hearts of us poor queens are all dried up, and our bodies are skinny because we are now devoid of loving affairs with Madhupati. Who's that? Krishna is Madhupati. Are you, like us, dry and without beauty because you are devoid of Krishna's loving glands? Hangsu svagatam asyatam pivapayo bhuyanga shaure katam dutam tvanu vidama kachchid ajita svasyasta uktam pura kim vanaschala saurida smarati tam kasmad vajamo vayam chadralapaya kamadang shriyam rite saivaika nishta shriyam. O swan, you have come here so happily. Let us welcome you. We understand that you are always Krishna's messenger. Now, while you drink this milk, tell us what his message is. Has Krishna said something about us to you? May we inquire from you whether Krishna is happy? We want to know, does he remember us? We know that the goddess of fortune is serving him alone. We are simply maid servants. How can we worship him who speaks sweet words but never fulfills our desires? So this final statement by the queens, we are simply his maid servants. Just see the Krishna consciousness of these queens. They're the wives. They're queens, right? But they think of themselves as Krishna's maidservants. This is the greatness of love of Krishna. That even though you may be very exalted, you consider yourself very meek and humble. This is the beauty. This is why it's completely transcendental. Yes. And I see with you. I see, yes. Pakka, pakka. All right. Yes. Okay, we're almost done. Yes. That is because Hindu society is originally coming down from Krishna society. So all the customs and traditions ultimately are going to have their origin with Bhagavatam, Krishna consciousness. But over time, things become polluted, things become adulterated, and now because of TV and Bollywood, it's unfortunate. India's losing its culture. And I've heard this from so many Indian people, that little by little it's losing. And it's because of that damn TV and Bollywood. So, Yes. Yes. So you girls, you have to revive. Okay? All right, let's finish up. If one becomes a servant of the servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu and is favored by them, he can believe in all these discourses. So, if you believe, then that means you've been blessed by Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. There's your proof. Science. Simple. He says, if you believe, then you have to be blessed. I believe, you believe. Right? We're not arguing, we accept. We've been blessed. Praise the Lord! All right, text number 110. Just try to hear these topics with faith, for there is great pleasure in hearing them. That hearing will destroy all miseries pertaining to the body, mind, and other living entities. Very good. And the unhappiness of false arguments as well. Text 111. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is ever increasingly fresh. What is your realization? Yes. We've been doing this class every month since 2005. Every class is ever increasingly fresh. At least for me, I know for you. Right? For one who hears it again and again, the heart and ear become pacified. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rup and Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antilila, 19th chapter, describing the Lord's devotion to his mother, his mad speeches in separation from Krishna, his rubbing his face against the walls of the Gambhira, and is dancing in the Jagannath Vallabha Garden. Hari Haraye Namaha Bolo. We finished another chapter. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Good. Gopala Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana Gopala. Very good. Hari Haraye Namaha Balahari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Govinda Kunj. Nichai Gaura Haribo, 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 Gaura Haribo. So we finished this chapter just before the start of Kartik. Kartik is in on the, what is it, the 10th? I think it starts on the 10th. Hold on, hold on. I have it here. No, I don't have it here. Wait. Yeah, sidebar. All right. Anyway, it's Tuesday the 10th, I'm pretty sure. Tuesday is the 11th?
What are you going to give up for Kartik? Do you give something up?
I am thinking of doing something very special.
Are you going to tell us? Or
You're right. It's the 11th. I stand corrected.
What are you going to do?
Well, my plan...